Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yeah, that Rick Adams doesn't belong on the radio. He should be taken off. He's attacking the politicians and our leaders. What's the matter with him? He's a troublemaker and a terrorist.
Well, thank you very much, sir. You old you-know-what. Anyway, all right, we're back, and I know, Doug, I didn't give you a chance. I didn't give you much time, but go ahead. We're back again, and you wanted to add to what you were saying.
Oh, about the Liberty deal?
Yes.
You know, I think the McNamara, LBJ, mm-hmm. all these people should be brought before the public and posthumously chastised, I guess.
I'd like to bring Lyndon Johnson back to do that, yeah. But, no, they never will because the Congress is in the controls, in the hand of the ADL.
Well,
so they would be the least likely to tell the truth, right?
Well, Rick, I think when you have a dossier, the biggest spy agency in the world is a Mossad, and when you have a dossier the size of the Houston, Texas telephone book showing you with your little boyfriends or whatever, girlfriends or, whatever, they're a little creepy.
Yeah. They get the skeletons in the
cocaine or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I think that Dr. Ron Paul, I don't know why he's still alive.
Well, Ron Paul is not a threat to them. You know, they'll allow a guy like him, as long as he's not effective and doesn't hold
token.
Him. Yeah, they'll allow
token.
That.
We all rally around him, and we have one out of 435 that's a good guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. You're right.
Give us hope. It gives us hope because if we could just get more Ron Pauls, well, we need about 218 more like him.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I don't even think that, you know, that's not ultimately the solution. It's really from the Word of God and the truth of that sword of Scripture. We need to see heads roll. We need to have treason trials. We need to have all-night firing squads. We really need to have that. And it's going to take something much more than just a bunch of Ron Pauls in Congress. That's the way I feel.
Well, I'm sort of on your side there. But we might debate the issue whether hanging or firing mm-hmm. squad would mm-hmm. be a more effective means.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. And the neocons are so entrenched in this country, and they've got all these dumb little stupid, I call them stupid patriots, who think they're patriots,
yeah.
just mouthing the shibboleth. You hear them on all the national talk shows and the local shows. They have taken control of talk radio, and what they have done is mislead themselves as well as the people who listen into believing they are true Americans. They're not Americans. If they're advocating terror, torture, illegal invasions of other countries, they are not conservatives. They are not patriots. They are the enemy. And they need to understand that before it's too late for them. Right?
Yeah. I'm 100% agree with you, Rick. And, all we can do is what we can do.
That's
and
right.
We
okay.
stay awake and
yep.
we do.
Just keep your chins up and keep fighting and tell it like it is, Doug. Hey, thanks for your call.
I'm very reluctant to tell it like it is.
I can see that. All right. Thank you very much for your call. Jim in Iowa, you'll be next, and others as well. Toll free, 800-313-9443. That's Rick Adams is the program. That's who you're listening to. That troublemaker, that terrorist, Rick Adams, on Uncensored Radio Free America. And he will be right back with your calls. Thank you.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, I've got my Winchester, I've got my Magnum, and my Smith & Wesson, whatever it is. That's right. That's right. I got my poorly loaded gun. All right, we are back on Uncensored Radio Free America. That's the program. I'm Rick Adams, and we will go right to the phones, because I know you've been waiting a long time. Hello, Jim in Iowa. How are you?
Hi, Rick. Wonderful, wonderful program.
Thank you.
Thinking about buffering it up and listening to it in the morning, maybe so I can get a little work done at night.
Yeah, you can check the archives out.
You know, you better keep that gun handy, because these people that you're talking about, the ADL types, are serious and dangerous people. The comment that was made in the letter you read from Pike,
yes.
Ted Pike, about all it would take was a homosexual dragging.
Mm-hmm.
I would not at all put it past these people to stage a thing like that, and I'm serious.
Well, they have done that, you know. They have done, I don't know if you've heard of the book called The Hoaxer Report. It was out about 10, 12 years ago when I was on the air locally. And in that book, the FBI had actually documented cases of certain people, whether they were black and particularly some Jewish individuals, who staged their own attacks. And this was documented in the book, The Hoaxer Report.
Yeah, and I've heard similar stories about the ADL types staging attacks on synagogues.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Now, why? I know people want to tread very carefully around the Jewish question, and I think there are reasons, but why it is that the Jewish community is so singularly responsible for disingenuous, manipulative behavior, I don't know. But there's something special going on there. And I would say to those Jews that are honorable people, you guys had better deal with this in your own community. These people are getting out of hand. They're causing a lot of trouble. They're going to bring hatred down on your head because this bomb is armed. And I don't want to see that happen. But there's something wrong there.
You're right. I take my hat off to people over the years. And even currently, like Lilienthal, I'm sure you've heard that name, Alfred Lilienthal, and currently Dr. Finkelstein, and others who literally have become persona non grata in their own community because they are good people. And they are speaking out because they see injustice, and injustice must be exposed no matter who's doing it. No matter who is responsible for it, it should be exposed and brought out, you know?
Yeah, and if your loyalty is primarily to the Klan, as it were, then, you know, you might protect them. Yeah. And I think there may be a lot of that going on, just protecting them because they're one of us.
And, you know, this is what the ADL plays upon within the Jewish community. It's always, it's them against us, so you better stick with us.
Yeah, we're always the victims, and you got to stick together. I think that's that's something that just bothers me a lot. We don't really look that in the eye, and these people are so well entrenched. They own almost all of the media, certainly all of the mainstream media. We've talked at length here about how they have Congress in their pocket. They're deep into law. And so my comment about guns, I don't see how we're ever going to get out of this unless there's divine intervention. Without bloodshed.
You know, I used to hearken back, Jim, to a time when I remember a local minister here in Rhode Island used to say, what we need is someone like a Pinochet in the Pentagon. What he did in Chile was when the communists had tried to take over through the ballot box, through Allende, the women of Chile went to the generals' homes, you know, and they'd throw chicken seed outside their homes, the doors of their homes, as if to say, you guys are chicken. Your country's been taken away. Businesses being nationalized, trucks, property been taken away from the workers, from business. The time to act is now. And I've always said that did we have enough patriots still left in the Pentagon, in the United States government, to literally do what needs to be done. And this minister used to say the same thing. If we had them there and they were still there in numbers, they would do what needs to be done to all these elected officials, establish a temporary regime, dictatorship for about a month, and then restore the country if the people could indeed handle freedom. But I think we need a wholesale cleaning out at the top, And I'd like to see that happen. I really would.
I don't think you get the people to go along and do very much until they feel like they have nothing left to lose. Right now, the malls are open. The baseball games are playing. Everything's fine. And really, I just don't want to bring the government down on my head. And I talk to people all the time about this, but they... they'll talk privately, but they really don't want to talk around other people.
You notice that? Notice that, Jim, huh? I do this all the time to test people. You know, I know how people are stupid and how easily they can be conditioned. I'll get on a street corner, and I will look up in the sky, you know, and I will stare at the sky, and I'll guarantee you within a matter of minutes, I'll have everybody doing the same thing, looking up at nothing simply because I'm looking up, and they've got to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
You see how easy it is to condition people?
Yeah.
To make them do what you're doing. This is how it works. This is the name of the game. People are afraid to talk about anything but the weather, the ball games, and what their favorite TV program was on last night. You're right.
This stuff about the terrorist next door feeds right into that.
Exactly.
This is
what they're doing to us, Jim. It's a psychological campaign, and it's worked.
Yeah, it has. And when you and I can do it, we're not sophisticated in the art of advertising. We know how much better those people who are really into psycho-ops, you know.
Right. Subliminal and repetition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've got it down to an art. I mean, they've been doing a science, I should say, been doing it for decades, selling products and selling government programs, and they can make people think whatever they want. And that is a hold, that ideological hold that the media has over us and those who run it and own it. That's got to be broken, and we're going to have to think seriously about building some kind of infrastructure, when I'm talking about satellite communications, so we can even exchange information in the days when Homeland Security really shuts down on us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we won't even have this internet we're using now to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be available to us.
You see what they're doing now with these incidents, like the character that came across the border. And, you know, the position that he was in with the weapons and the axe and all of this. And this is all done for a reason. In other words, this is going on every day. You know, it's not this one incident. We've got people coming across the border, committing crimes, bringing weapons. And all of this has been going on every day that we listen to George Bush tell us how secure the homeland is.
Yeah, exactly.
But once in a while, the media will focus in on a situation like what just happened yesterday. And it's in all the papers today, and it's on all of the networks, simply because they want us to be prepared for the time when they can get away with something like this again and then shut down the country. They want to be able to shut us down and then bring us more under their control.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they want.
Yeah, when we're shut down, we'll be vulnerable. We'll be in need of them. We'll welcome them and their control. I think you're right. Well,
Thank you very much for the call. Nice to talk to you. Thank you. Call again. All right, 800-313-9443. Am I scaring you? Am I frightening you out there? Am I? Apparently we're hearing howls and frights and fears and screams and screeches and all kinds of oral, shall we say, regurgitations, some of which are probably close to the studio there. And in any event, I think there's a lot of people who listen for the first time, you see. Those are the people I'm talking to out there. You just happen to tune in tonight. For some unforeknown reason, you happen to be on the net, and you tuned into rbnlive.com. Or you're listening to a radio station, and you hear my voice, and you say, what's that all about? What in the world is he talking about? I didn't hear this from the lips of Brian Williams. Didn't hear it from Peter Jennings. Didn't hear it from Bob Schieffer, that's for sure. Well, you're not going to. It's not because all of these people are totally evil or totally dishonest or what have you. It's that the people who manage them, remember, these anchors are the front men. They say what they're told to say. The news editors, the managing editors, the people that manage the news are the ones who decide what gets on and what doesn't get on. And that's why everything is so dishonest in the world around us today. We live in a sea of dishonesty, deception, evil, like never before. But that's what Christ himself said when he said, ye are the light of the world, meaning the world is in darkness. The world is a denizen of darkness, like going into a dark cave and you've got a little candle or a match, like in the time machine. You see, when Rod Taylor lights that match and the Morlocks react with their eyes being covered because they hate the light. They hate the light. They can't stand the light. They've lived underground for so long. Now he's got a match, and that match is powerful, striking the match of light and revealing it to the world. That is what Satan hates more than anything. Satan hates me. Satan hates you. Satan hates this network. He hates the fact that we are on the air, we are broadcasting, cable casting, internet casting, whatever you want to call it, to a world out there of people that have ears and will listen, have eyes and will see. But many have ears and won't listen. Like the previous caller, Jim, said, they don't want to talk about this. You know why? They're looking over their shoulder. Who's watching me? Who's listening? You know, they are watching and listening. We'll talk about that when we come back and much more. I'm Rick Adams.
available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5 ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today and be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Right, if you want to go to truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Isn't that the truth, huh? Well, they will be beating their swords into plowshares, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams with you, Radio Avenger, and of course we are discussing the issues of the day. Hate crimes legislation always rearing its ugly head in Congress. And the ADL, this lovely little group that says it's for brotherhood, motherhood, and apple pie, always seems to be behind this type of legislation. Why? That was my original question, and many of you have answered that question, starting with Rodney. And you have seen through the lie, the white lie, black lie, green lie, yellow lie, whatever you want to call it, the lie, the lies of the age, that those who pretend to be for love and tolerance and all of that crap, they are the most intolerant, the most evil, the most dishonest people. And it was the ADL that had put out this coloring book. You remember that a few years back? And it made fun of pictures of Arab caricatures with big noses and so forth. And my goodness, they were caught off guard and they had to apologize. They just didn't know how it happened. Just like Rumsfeld today, you know, these days has been saying, we just can't imagine, why would Red China want arms that are beyond its defense? Why would they want this? What is it they're up to? My goodness, they have me puzzled, says Mr. Rumsfeld. Remember the same man who said, yeah, he just didn't think that once we landed in Iraq and started to take over that we'd have opposition and that there would be tribal warfare. Just didn't think that would happen without Saddam in control. So they lie to us daily. They lie to us deliberately. And the real sad thing, ladies and gentlemen, is that they, in many cases, believe their own lies. See, I believe George Bush believes in what he says. I believe he is so evil, so vile a man, so unconscionable an individual, that he is absolutely possessed of the devil. And he believes his father. He's got two fathers, right? Well, at least that we know of. One earthly father and one who is not earthly. But we know who his father is, okay? People who listen to this program are not shocked to hear a man like me say this. George Bush has proven, he's proven his loyalties. He has proven to the world what kind of fruit he produces from history. And we need to be aware of that. Deceiving and being deceived, the scripture says. 800-313-9443 is the number. Jeff in Texas, hello.
Hey, Rick, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay, sir. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I was real pleased to hear. I've never called into your show before, but...
You've never called, huh?
I've never called in. I've listened to you many times. I'm a cable access show in Austin, and I'm friends with most of all the good old guys down here in Austin.
Good.
And the reason I was calling you is because you made a very good point earlier, and it's sometimes people, it gets overlooked, is that when you were saying that, a lot of these people are implementing policies and doing all these things, and some of them don't even know what they're doing. Some of them are good people. They just think that they're doing the right thing.
That's right. That's right.
And
yeah, I don't attribute Satan to all of them, that they are deliberately evil. I mean, there are quite a few who are evil and believe the lies, like George Bush. But I don't think everyone who does what he wants them to do, I don't believe they're all evil people. Not at all.
Well, that needs to be applied. And I'm saying this, I come from a Jewish perspective. I grew up as a Jewish person, okay?
Right.
And there's a lot of good people who work for the ADL who think that they're doing the right thing. They think they're under attack.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just working for they're just underlings working for a very evil master.
Yes, yes.
And they don't realize it.
Yes. No, you're right. It's like the Council on Foreign Relations. I had a friend. You've heard of this, the CFR.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about concentric circles of power and influence. Well, not everybody. In fact, most who are joined the CFR haven't got a clue as to what's really going on at the top of this apex. And I had a friend that was invited to join who's quite well-known in Michigan, and he heads up a think tank, and he's a personal friend of mine. He was invited, and he didn't have an inkling as to the nefarious inclinations of some of the people affiliated with the CFR. So he's one case in point, Jeff.
Well, you know what? I have a somebody that I know that's similar to. It may be the same person. We don't want to mention their name on air, but it may be the same person. Who knows?
Well, I can mention the name. Professor Reed out in Michigan, and he heads up the Mackinac Center. He's a friend of mine, Larry Reed. And at one point, he was invited to join the Council on Foreign Relations, and he did. And he got out, but he was there for a short time. He used to make poo-poo a lot of what I used to say about these things, but, he still is one of these so-called practical people. But he knows what I'm talking about, and he knows what's going on, and he's in agreement with me on 99% of what I say. But, he was one of those people who was baited in and given this respectability and then got out.
Well, all I can say, Rick, is that I appreciate you saying that. As far as the most of these people don't know what they're, evil masters are that they're working for.
No, they don't. Good point, Jeff. Thank you for calling. All right. Appreciate that first-time call from Jeff from Texas, and you can do likewise. We'll be right back in the half hour that remains. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me of the line in the one of the Sherlock Holmes movies with Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce playing Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson, respectfully. And Holmes, you know, I always love the acting, and I just love those series of films. And I remember the one line where Sherlock Holmes is about to be put to death by this nefarious woman, a woman in green, I believe it was. And, you know, she said that she would remember him, cherish his memory. Those were the words that she used. And he said, she said to him, that she was regretful that she had to murder him. And he turned to her and says, "Another murder shouldn't weigh too heavily on your conscience, Mrs. Courtney." Well, that's true. When you've done it, and you've done it repeatedly, what's one more, right? I mean, literally, that's what it comes down to. What is one more murder? And we think of the mass extermination camps of Joe Stalin and all of his hoodwinkers and dupes and those scumbags that did all the killing. And let me tell you, they did it with American money, Lend-Lease, American military hardware, American ingenuity, and yes, and even slave labor from Americans after World War II. And they died there, many of those missing in action in POWs, and Eisenhower couldn't care less. Roosevelt was already dead, murdered, some say, by Joe Stalin's agents because he was talking too much about the betrayal. And Truman could care less with Dean Acheson and that gang in control. They were communists. Well, that's exactly what we're dealing with today in this new world order, this new age of the new world. You see, George Bush has taken us to a new degree. He is the latest puppet of the new world order, and he will go. I don't think he's going to be around much longer, quite frankly. I think George Bush is going to be dumped midstream in this administration. We're already seeing the polls now, aren't we? We're hearing about these polls once again that tell us of his disapproval rate, particularly on Iraq and the economy and a number of other issues that need to be brought front and center. Well, you see, George Bush, poor guy, almost feels sorry for him. George Bush has to know that when you coexist with and serve evil, and you align yourself with these people for the glory and the honor of becoming president, the same people who put you in, George, can take you out, as Richard Nixon found out, and others found out, too. You serve the master, and what happens? The master dumps you. He's the master of this world. You're not. You're just nothing more than a front boy for him. That's exactly what happens when you play with evil. You know, we were taught when we were young, you play with matches, and you know what? You can get burned pretty badly, right? Ain't that the truth? It's a very simple lesson. It's not just a cliche. I mean, it's the truth. A very simple truth. Yet one that can be conveyed to you tonight in a very simple term. As the scripture puts it, and we refer to it tonight. I believe it was Ephesians or Galatians. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. And the same is true of nations, by the way. Nations as well. Now, the question has come up in recent days, because I mentioned it a moment ago. Mr. Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense. China. Why does George Bush project this image in his administration, or this administration? The image of a strong China. Why does he favor a strong communist China? On April 14th, an unusual joint hearing was held by the House International Relations and Armed Services Committees. At issue were the national security and foreign policy implications of possible European Union arms exports to Red China. Two officials from this administration had made very odd remarks in favor of a strong China. That's right. A strong China. With the emphasis on strong. All caps. Peter Rodman, Assistant Director, Defense Secretary for International Security Affairs, said, quote, "The United States seeks a strong, prosperous, and transforming China, and we support strong economic and political ties between the European Union and China," unquote. And then there was Nicholas Burns, Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, saying, remember, he was citing similar remarks from George Bush. He's speaking for Mr. Bush. Quote, "During his visit to Beijing in 2002, the president stated that China is on a rising path. And America welcomes the emergence of a strong and peaceful and prosperous China." Peaceful, yeah. Prosperous, yeah. It depends on that prosperity source. You see, an ever-increasing trade deficit with Beijing, which, you know, is expected to top around $200 billion this year, is an unacceptable transfer of wealth from this country, our country, to Red China. And a prosperity that would embolden a strong China to menace U.S. security and the peace of Asia would be something to constrain, not enhance, wouldn't you think? Well, there's George Bush telling us we want a strong China. We want a strong communist China. This is the same communist China that has committed human rights violations that would make Saddam Hussein's acts look almost like a choir boy in comparison. Yet who did George Bush say we had to go after? Who did little baby Tony Blair say we had to go after? Well, we had to go after Iraq, Afghanistan, and now Syria and, yep, Iran are next. Why? Certainly they're no threat to the United States. In fact, we are on their soil illegally. So, again, whose interests are we really protecting? Whose countries are we really protecting? We're not doing it to us and for us, that's for sure. The proof is in the pudding. The die is cast. The die is cast. We have sold out freedom, this country, not we, the American people, because we had nothing to do with it. It was the people that control this government and run this government have sold out time and again, right? Well, the proof is in the pudding with China. They are a monstrous dictatorship, a dictatorship which declares America repeatedly to be their enemy. And yet we went to war, not against China, but against Iraq and Saddam Hussein, the new Hitler. You see how stupid we are as a nation, how the American people can be convinced of something and regurgitate the propaganda they've been fed over and over and over again. And then when the time comes to reverse the equation, now all of a sudden the polls show America is not with President Bush in large numbers. In fact, the majority is very skeptical. Well, this is the same media that told us right from the beginning. You know, with Judith Miller's articles in the New York Times, and Saddam was this, Saddam was that. He was killing millions here, killing millions there. A few million more, a few million. Well, what are we going to do? We got to stop him, right? And the American people said, yeah, 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 we go to war. We go to war. After all, that's what the media tell us. We go to war. We must, because we're told this every day, and we must regurgitate every day. And I sat back and doing my radio program laughing at the dumbness and stupidity of the average person who just doesn't have a clue, who just doesn't think for himself, who just doesn't know how to think for himself, right? Exactly. And we marveled at it. Now, all of a sudden, when the powers that be want to make George Bush a little uncomfortable, and they think maybe it's time to start unraveling this boy, guess what? One article after another after another. The Newsweek articles and so forth, they're not by accident, my friends. It's not that these editors and media people just decided that this was the right time to jump on the dubious distinction bandwagon. They knew before this war was begun, they knew there was no evidence that Saddam Hussein was threatening the United States or Britain. They knew that. Of course they did. We all knew it. We all knew we were being lied to. And the evidence was there. There was no slam dunk, as they had made us believe. In fact, there were several reports right on Mr. Bush's desk from the CIA. One of the three suggested that we didn't have the facts about Iraq on the ground or underground. And the so-called WMDs were not a slam dunk. No pretext for war. No need to rush in. Yet the president lied. Yet Powell, Secretary of State Colostomy Powell, got up and lied. Not only lied to the American people, but lied before the world at the United Nations. And Dick Cheney and company. And Donald Rumsfeld was caught lying on the Sunday morning news program. First, he was quoted as saying, Yes, Iraq is an imminent threat to us. This was in 2002, you see. Turned around a few months later and said, I never said that Iraq was an imminent threat. I mean, right on record and lying to the American people. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And that's exactly what this administration has done right from day one. So there was no excuse for it. Judith Miller, go to jail. As far as I'm concerned, throw away the key. On the other issues of the Valerie Plame and the ambassador to Iraq, Wilson, her husband. As far as I'm concerned, go to jail and don't come back. Because Judith Miller knew what she was doing. New York Times knows how to lie. They've been doing it, my goodness, we can document that from the 1920s. With Walter Duranty and Joe Stalin's henchmen. So they have no credibility anymore. We read them to see what they're not telling us, not what they're telling us. So we keep a watchful eye. And that's why we do it. We have to. We have to expose every step of dishonesty along the way. So China now is becoming the enemy of the United States, has been the enemy right from the beginning. But remember, China would never have gone communist had it not been for the treason of the Truman administration in 1949. The Dean Achinsons, the George Catholic Marshals, Secretary of State, who said, I disarm 39 nationalist free Chinese divisions. Free Chinese divisions. With a stroke of a pen. Why? Because the nationalist Chinese under Chiang Kai-shek, that dirty, dictatorial, corrupt general, as they used to say, as Edward R. Murrow and company would say, well, he wouldn't form a coalition with the communists. Who would? But that's what our government insisted. Mao was an agrarian reformer, according to the Edward R. Murrows and the Institute of Pacific Relations at the time. He was a nice little Robin Hood. He was a good man, Mao Zedong. Yeah. Well, China went communist. It didn't fall into the hands of the communists. Didn't fall at all. We pushed it. We made it communist. We betrayed freedom in communist China. So today, communist China is everything we said it would become. The threat to the United States. Oh, you say, Rick, you're exaggerating. Come on. They couldn't attack us with a bomb. We could wipe them off the face of the earth. Shallow thinking, my friends. First of all, their strategy is not one of immediate strike at the United States. Their strategy is the typical communist strategy of internal demoralization, external encirclement, and total progressive surrender when the time is right. They haven't deviated from that program at all. The Communist International, they are right on target. In fact, they are rattling their saber now in the Orient, in Asia, with Japan, and with Taipei, Taiwan.
But, dear Secretary of State, we didn't know. We didn't know that they're building this up. And, of course, Israel is taking our weapons that we give them and selling it to them at a nice profit. We didn't know that they could possibly go beyond this point of self-defense. They might want to attack somebody, and we wouldn't like that.
And we tolerate this foolishness, this stage drama. We let it go on. These people are demons. They are demons. China enacted a law authorizing the use of force against Taiwan if it moves toward formal independence, codifying its long-standing threat to attack the island of Formosa. All of this under George Bush, the right-wing saber-rattler, the conservative, the America firster. And many people fell for it. The neocon-led super patriots of this hour, the chest thumpers, the breast beaters, they still believe it. because they don't know any better, ladies and gentlemen. They simply don't think. Isn't that what I just said a few moments ago? People don't think. They let the media do their thinking for them, and they genuflect. They regurgitate like glorified parrots. Well, that's why Rick Adams is here. That's why Rick Adams is on the air telling you to think for yourself. Don't take my word for anything. Think for yourself, and then you tell me who's right and who's wrong. We'll be back with more on Uncensored Radio, Free America, on rbnlive.com. I'm Rick Adams.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Radio Avenger here, extending to you an offer you can't refuse. Right now you can receive on one single DVD all three of Father John O'Connor's shocking new videos. The Synagogues of Satan, The End of the World, and his newest blockbuster, The Annihilation of America by the Puppets of the Zionists, postpaid for just $35. Learn what's behind the impending destruction of our nation and our way of life, and what you must do to prepare for the coming judgment. Father John O'Connor is the John Wayne of the priesthood. You need to heed his prophetic videos while there's time and learn what the evil forces of the New World Order are planning in these darkest days. You'll never be the same, guaranteed. To order the three videos on one DVD, email CatholicCounterpoint.com or call 610-853-8339. Just $35 postpaid for all three on one DVD. Once again, CatholicCounterpoint.com or dial 610-853-8339. Mention Rick Adams.
The war between the East and West, which is now in its 326th year, has at last come to an end.
Well, we are back to wrap up the show, and I got to squeeze a call in here because I've been yapping, talking too much, and let's do that right now. Hello, you're on the program, Dylan from Texas.
You're doing a great job, Rick, and great show.
Thank you.
Y'all were talking a little bit earlier, and I heard y'all mention the English word Jew, and I happen to read dictionaries and Bibles, and I just wanted to mention where the word capital J-E-W first comes up in the Bible, in the Old Testament, it's not even in the Torah, the first five books of the Bible.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
It's not even in the Torah. Abraham is identified in the Torah as a Hebrew. Okay.
That's right, my friend.
And then there was a time in the Old Testament when the 12 tribes were divided. You had a northern kingdom,
yes,
and a southern kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those was Judah. Came to be called Judea. Judahites were the people from Judah. They contracted that to Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and also as far as those prophecies about they're supposed to be given land and stuff and all this, well, there was birthright blessings,
mm-hmm,
and then there were other specific blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And the birthright blessing of who is to receive the land,
yes,
that was to the seed that would be as numerous on the earth as sands of the sea.
Yeah, the British and the American.
As stars of the sky, and they would,
yeah,
inhabit, that they would hold the gates of their enemies. And that certainly is not the Jewish people. They're
no.
not like the sands of the sea, stars
no.
of the sky.
No, that's right. That's right.
And
you see that prophecy come to be in, really, in the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. And Britain held the key there, and then they let it go. They slipped right out of their hands, as the scripture said would happen. You see, my friend, Palestine fell into the hands of the birthright people once again, as it was prophesied.
Uh-huh. And that's just what the Bible says.
Yes.
As far as anyone with actual Hebrew blood in them,
mm-hmm,
such as biblical Hebrew, well, you can go to a World Zionist website, and they explain all about how the Ashkenazic Jews were from Eastern and Central Europe, were populated largely originally from a Khazarian kingdom of 1,000 years ago, and the people were not Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm, that's another thing. When someone calls himself a Jew, well, mm-hmm, to claim you're a Jew by blood lineage, well, that's quite different than saying you came from the Ashkenazic race or
yes.
people.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm not against Jews. I have friends that are Jews. Shalom, y'all. And God bless you, Rick.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that very much. A good point, Dylan. Excellent point. And Brother Joe, who is our Bible contributor, we'll be very happy to hear that call. All right. Friday night, we have Tim Goodness back on the program. He was on once before. He's got a lot to say. He's been a talk show host himself, and he's encouraging homeschooling as an antidote to the New World Order. And he'll be with us Friday night. May even have a surprise guest tomorrow night. Till then, tomorrow night, same time, same network, Rick Adams. God bless you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.